Cork Simon Coveney this morning confirmed construction of the event centre could begin as early as September if the funding process underway gets approval from all stakeholders. It's just one of a number of upcoming projects that's been announced for Cork. Funding for two new hospitals was also unveiled in the Ireland 2040 plan last week, an acute hospital for serious health cases and one to deal with scheduled operations. But the Thornisha wouldn't speculate on where the location of the new acute hospital might be.
A group of people linked to the HSE are currently looking to finalise the recommendation for the location of that hospital. There are a number of different ideas and proposals. They're basically looking at all of those options and trying to come up with the best one for the city. I don't think politicians should make that decision. I think people who are experts in terms of planning and healthcare should be making that recommendation.
And when asked by Red FM News if Cork's road network would be ready for upcoming projects like the event centre, the new hospitals and upgrades to bus networks, here's what Minister Coveney had to say.
We're investing hundreds of millions of euros to ensure that the road networks, the national road networks around the city, function better than they do today. And then, of course, we're going to invest very heavily in public transport in and around the city, because the only way that we can actually stop traffic congestion in the city, the only way that we can deal with the parking pressures and so on in the city centre, is to make it much easier for people, more convenient for people, to travel on good quality public transport.
The landscape in Cork is set to change dramatically if what's been promised in the Ireland 2040 plan is delivered, with Cork set to become one of the fastest growing cities in Ireland, both economically and in terms of population. Fiona O'Donovan, Red FM News in the city centre.